Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shir, Shuv Rebbe Kivager, Simen Lamed Zayin in Chaim. And we're discussing the case of the Safik Mevakeres, an animal that, with his Safik, if this, the animal is carrying a Bechor, and the person wants to be makna to a Goy, the Goy gives the Kesef, that's not a Kinyan. Then the Goy does Meshicha, but they don't realize that Meshicha is needed for the Kinyan. So does it count as a proper Meshicha to make the Kinyan? And do we say that... you don't need Kavanas Kenyan, or no, you need Kavanas Kenyan. So Rabbeinu continues here, and he brings a raya, but you don't. Bava Basra Mem Aleph, there it says that the wall between the property of Rav Hanan and his neighbor fell down because of the water acted over, and then together they built a new wall, and they expanded mistakenly the gvul of Rav Hanan Betos, and Memela Rav Hanan now has more property because the wall went into his neighbor's property. And Rav Hanan said, hey, since he was helping me, so it's considered a mechila. And memela, I get it, my kenyan, I get it, I made a chazaka on the land. And it's a good kenyan chazaka. And he's meichel. So the Gemara says, no, mechila betos is not considered a mechila. For ektosis in Nemuka Yosef, from Bava Basra, Dav Samach Vav, that if someone sells his palm tree for the Paris, it's a mechira betos, because you can't sell davar shelo b'la'olam. Nevertheless, if the pears grew on the tree and the koina ate some, then the mechir can't ask for his money back, even though the whole mechira was betos. But that when he ate the fruits, that's considered a mechila. So the question is, this is mechila betos? And yet we say it's good mechila. So why in the case of Ranan, is the mechila betos not a good mechila? Answers the Nemuka Yosef that it's different over there, that the lokech knew that he was eating the Paris. Since Lokech knew he was eating the Paris, even though he thought the Moicher knew he was eating the Paris. And even though he thought that the sale was a good sale, but since he knew he was eating the Paris, that's enough to make it a Mechila. Even though it's Mechila Betos. Mashen came here, the person didn't know Rav Hanan is being Machzik his Karka. So in the Mela, that's not considered a proper Mechila Betos that would be considered Mechila, only in the case of the Dekala Peirosev, where he knew that the Meicher knew the Lekech was eating the Paris, even though he thought it was based on a sale, which never happened. But still, since he knew that Paris were being eaten, it's Mechila. But in our case, the moving of the boundary, the neighbor didn't even realize it. And Mugay Yosef adds that it's Mashmah with Lashon Gmar Vavasra, that Mechila of the Shachin isn't effective because the Shachin didn't know at all that he's being Machzik by Aradideh. But had he known that Rav Hanan was being Machzik, then Rav Hanan would be Kaina, even if Rav Hanan himself hadn't known from this, that he's being machzik new land. In fact, in Mukay Yosef, he doesn't have kavana. And like we saw, but Yevamis and Beis on the Beis, Oidim Nechzeik Yevet Savik Shushaloi. He's not kaina, since the Zeich himself doesn't know, and there's no kavana's kinyan. So what's pshat? Why is he being kaina? He doesn't know that he's being kaina. Rav Hanan didn't know when he was moving the border that he was being kaina. So how does it work if the neighbor knew about it? So answers the Heiliger. We have the name of the Ravid, that here it's different when the neighbor knew and Rav Hanan didn't know because it's Das Acheres Makna. So we see that Das Acheres is enough. And you don't need Kavana mitzad Zeche. Only without Das Acheres Makna, then you need Kavana's Kinyan. But if there's no Das Acheres Makna, if there's Das Acheres Makna, then you don't need Kavana's Kinyan. So the Nidal Didan, the Akum will be kind of the animal of the Meshicha, since the Israel knew that the Akum was being Moshech the Behema, even though he thought the Akum was already kind of a Kesef. Nevertheless, it's Mechila Kedas Acheres Makna L'Akum, and he's kind of a Meshicha, even though he doesn't have Kavana L'Kinyan. But it's still going to be a Kinyan, because it's Das Acheres Makna. Because the Israel wanted him to own it, and he did a Kinyan. He didn't realize that the Kinyan Meshicha was a Kinyan. But Lamais, it was a Kinyan. And together with that, the Jew wanted him to acquire this animal, so Mamele he acquires. So let's see that inside. I want to bring a raya from the case of Ravanan where there was water that knocked down the wall. It's a Mechila Betos that he took part of the neighbor's property. Even though in the case of Nachman Peres Dekel, you can't sell Devashel B'Loilam. And yet, if he eats the fruits, the kind eats the fruits, it's still considered that it's his, and because Mechila Betos is Mechila, and he doesn't have to repay the seller, So why don't we, there we say mechila b'tavtz mechila, so why don't we say here mechila b'tavtz mechila? So yesh lomer d'hasim yada de peres d'idei alcha. There he knew he was eating his peres. Avalacha egaber lo yada midi. It was there the Meicher knew that he was eating these peres. But here, the neighbor didn't know anything that he was losing land. Shemina mizel yada mezaka afogav de loyder avanan. Shua zaycha yakainen. So we learn from this that if the mezaka would know, and Rav Hanan didn't know that he was being zaycha, he would be kainen. And even though Avafagav there may be Yavamis, even though we say in Yavamis that if you do ho in a property of a ger, you're not kind of the karka because you didn't have Kavanas Kenyan, because you thought it was already yours. So here it's Dasach Eres Makne. So Makne. And therefore it's different, therefore the Kenyan works. So the dead ger is dead. But in our case, if the neighbor would have known that Rav Hanan is taking part of his property with Dasach Eres Makne, he would have been kainah, even if Rav Hanan himself didn't know. Mizeh nishma d'dafki d'mechila b'tos, al v'yodah d'idei al-chal, after zochum zaka choshvet v'arkarnu makabla k'hid d'davish lo b'loyla, mikom mikom kem d'yodah d'idei machzik mahani. So from this we can hear that d'afka midin mechila b'tos. Mechila b'tos is not mechila. But if, like in the case of the land with the fruit, if the moicher knew that the lekech is eating the fruit, even though it was not a sale, it was a d'davish lo b'loyla, nevertheless, he knew he was eating the fruit, it's fine. And here also, in our case, if, as long as he knew that the neighbor knew that Rav Hanan is taking part of his property, even though Rav Hanan didn't know, nevertheless, it's still going to be valid because we have a din of Das Acheres Makne. In other words, we had the chiddush of the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef. The mechila b'tos is a valid mechila, where he knows that his friend is holding on to his property, even though they thought that it was already acquired. It's predicated on a mistake, but he knew that his friend was taking his property. So that's considered mechila. So now we add the chiddush of the Ravid. And in such a case, you don't even need the kavanah of the zeichel, you need the kavanah of the mezakeh. Because the mezakeh knew that the zeichel is sitting on his, he knew the Rav Hanan was sitting on his property. That'd be enough. That's also das acheres makne. So this mechila b'tos is mamish kemakne, and therefore you can say the chiddush of the Ravid. You don't need kavanas zeichel; you need kavanas mezakeh. Mizeh nishma, the dafka midin mechila b'tos, avo b'yada de didei acha. After Azaycha v'amzaka choshvi z'kvar kana ha-makabel, kidav shlo b'alaylam. So if he knows that he's eating his, if the moicher knows the kain is eating the fruits, even though it's predicated on a mistake, that the mechira was a valid mechira, nevertheless, we say this mechira b'tos is a mechira. Kevin d'yada d'vididei machzik mahani. Achen am benidon didan. In other words, if the neighbor would have known that Rav Hanan is being mafzik his property, if Rav Hanan didn't know, that'd be enough. Because that's a hakna. With this, we're giving Yashiv the steer and the tour. A tour on Choshen Mishpat Kuvtzadi Dalit, we learned in the previous shir. We learn that Nichsei Akum are like a midbar. That when the Jew gives money, then the goy is mistalik from the land, he leaves. And a shtar that's written afterwards is not going to be effective because it's not going to be the Jews yet, because the Jew needs to be kind of with the shtar. But no longer belongs to the goy. So the nechasim are hefker. And the Torah says that if the Jew gives money and afterwards the akum writes him a shtar, which is not effective, the Jew relies on the shtar and he's not machzik l'shem kinyan, and then it's no good. So anybody else could be zoche in it. So you have a chisaron of kavanas kinyan, you need kavanas kinyan. So that was the tour. So even if you do a ma'aseh kinyan amoyel, even if you did chazaka, doesn't help, because he thought that the land already belonged to him. He thought he bought it with kesef, the guy wrote him a shtar, the land is his. The answer is it's not, because the guy can't write him a shtar anymore, because once he buys it with kesef, the guy is mistalik. So there's another guy to give him with a shtar. So that's the tour in one place. The tour in elsewhere, simin reish, sifyut gimel, paskins, if someone is buys tvua, shem agabe chamoichim, that if someone buys tefuah on donkeys of the seller, and he brings the donkeys into his house, he's not kaina since the tefuah is on the chamoyrim of the moicher, but the baster pay him a base. And he brings the name of the ravid, that even if the lekeach measured the tefuah on the chamoyrim, he's not kaina through this maisa medida. Because he wasn't miskavin when he did the Meshicha to be kaina. He was just miskavin to measure, but not to be kaina. And the Torah writes, it's not mistaber. There's a das hator, you can have a kinyan Meshicha, even though you're not miskavin the kinyan Meshicha, just for medida. So it's a kasha, because here the Torah paskins, maisa b'li kinyan, the maisa kinyan b'li kavan is kaina. And a kuftzari dalit to paskins, if you think it's yours, you're not kaina since you're not mechavin l'kinyan. Therefore, this shetach of akum that this person had acquired with kesef is not his, even though he made a kinyan chazaka, but he didn't realize that the kinyan chazaka was kaina for him. So it's no good. And here we see, no, if he did a meshicha, even though he didn't realize the meshicha is kaina for him, it works. So the answer is Rabbeinu, based on what we said, it's very good. Because it's different over in Simon Reish. There's das acheres makne when it comes to the tefuah on the donkey. And therefore he's kona, even though he's only miskavin the medida, mashenkenu kuftzari dalid. There's no das acheres makne, because the guy was already mistalik bezuzi. So Koloshin Rabbeinu, ובזן נראה לי, נראה לי דמיושב מה, תתמיע לי ולכוי רבי עטור בסימן קוף צעדי ד' תסויס לנו דברי עטור בסימן רי סיף יד ג' איך נצא לוקח עשה חמורים והרי בקוסף אפילו מודד על הלוקח that even the lokech measures, it's no good. Interesting, this is the Ravid. What did we learn before about the Ravid? Before we learned that the Ravid says, the Das Acheres Makin is fine. So here the Ravid doesn't use that svara. We're talking about the buying the wheat when the kohen brings it into his house. Why doesn't the Ravid say it's good because it's das acheres makne? It's a question. On kopanim, the Torah argues with the Ravid. The Ravid says it doesn't matter even if the lakech was moided, and the Torah says it's not mistavir. So the chayr it's a stira in kuftzari dalid das acheres in kuftzari dalid without kavanas kinyan it's no good, and in simin reish it is without kavanas kinyan it is good. So it's very nirnicham, the hasam gabe mother, habidas acheres makanoi sayadiv. But it's very good, because gabe mother, it's das acheres makanoi. And therefore it works. So in Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, so now we have a raya that Das Acheres Machina works. So in our case, it'd be Das Acheres Machina should work. Because the shoe was being machina to the guy. This Sapik Mivakaris, and therefore the animal should be putter from Bechaira. And he writes, Shuv Ritzi Bataz, Shehikshikain. I saw the Taz asked this Kasha, but based on what we said, it's very good. Alright, so Mirtz Hashem, hopefully we will be able to continue. Still a ton more to talk about. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, see you.